Open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 7. She testified, that's not give my little testimony. You know, sometimes we look at what God do for us and we try to calibrate it or put a size to it or condition, you know. But I always go and get me a coffee every morning before I go to my little hang out there called a job at 7-Eleven. It's around from the house, so I think it was Friday. Went to get the coffee. And I got, you got that tab that they put the register on, and the seventh cup is free. So I had two more cups to go. I know that because I keep up with it. Decided to give you some extra points inside that. But anyway, I walked in and it wasn't many people in there. It was two people at the coffee stand, a man and a woman. Before I got out of my car, another cop whipped up beside me, another woman. And she got out of, you know, I didn't want to look over at her. You know, people get funny ways or funny things when you, they'll say you stand at it. So I got out of my car, but you can't help but to face them when you get out. So I kind of glanced out of my peripheral and mind my business to go get my coffee. So I got in and I got my coffee and I got a special way I do my coffee. I put the sugar in, the cream, and then I get the stirs and I stir it first, mix the cream and the sugar, then I pour the coffee on top of that, and while I'm pouring the coffee, I'm stirring it up to make sure it's mixed real good. And I like hot coffee. Or I put it another way, I like the sipping kind. I don't like that cold stuff. Hot coffee. So anyway, the lady that pulled up beside me in the car came in and went behind me. She was, it was a Slurpee stand in the back. I had my back to her. And I heard the ice going, and boom, she got a drink, I guess, and was out of there. And I didn't see her leave. And so I'm minding my own business, stirring my coffee. And then when I went up to the register, it was two people ahead of me when I got up there. And when I got to the register, I went to pay my coffee. He said, your coffee's already paid for. And I'm looking at him, I said, well, you know, I'm thinking to myself that I got two more cups before I get a free one. I have one more after this. So I'm standing there, I'm dumbfounded, you know, and I'm trying to figure out who paid my coffee. And he said, he didn't know, he didn't say, I've never seen a young lady before, so I went on out to my car, and I'm still puzzled, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, was it this lady that pulled up because she came in so fast, or was it the one already standing at the coffee stand? You know, so I said, well, at any rate, God, I bless the hands that paid for the coffee. God said, well, you can't bless no angel because they already blessed. They already have to serve with me. And then the Holy Ghost brought this scripture, said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. God is concerned about everything in our life. But whatever we go through, God is concerned about it. That's why he's a mighty God. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. That was some good coffee. Stayed hot all the way till I got to work. Praise God. You got your Bible, open up to John the 7th chapter. We're going to deal mostly with 37 and 38. But it has something to do with the preceding scriptures too, like the whole chapter. But I'll just start with 33. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come. Then said the Jews among them, where is he going? That I'm paraphrasing it because I'm really supposed to start down here. Glory to God. So where is he going to go that we can't find him? Can he hide? There's no, you know, Jesus was like a fugitive. They were looking for him because it was getting close to his time of sacrifice and burial. And so they said, well, will he go among the dispersed, or will he go to the Gentiles and teach them? Well, he had every right to, because they rejected him.
Right, right, right.
And then this girl said, they said, what manner of saying that he said, you shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, then he cannot come. Verse 37. See, in that day, that great day of feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believed on me, as the scriptures had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Come on, give God some praise. Let's go to the scripture that God gave me. Verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, he said, out of his belly. But he's not talking about the believer yet. But he's talking about the Messiah, the giver. He said, out of his belly. Because this, see, this was quoted. This is the prophecy that was quoted back in the Old Testament. And he was saying, out of his belly shall flow that river of living water that we need.
Right.
That life, that source, that strength that we need.
Yeah.
That salvation that we need to get us out of that darkness into his marvelous light. So that we can have that eternal life. What he was talking about, where I go, you cannot go. He meant you can't go now, because I had not yet been sacrificed so that you can go. But after I'm sacrificed and you receive me, he said, let them thirst, come after me and drink. Or seek me. Or believe on me. Or lift me up and know that I am the Messiah to come to deliver his people. Come on and give God some praise. Out of means a motion from the interior. Used of time, place, and order. So out, he talked about the inside, out of him. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. God was already he was already in place, in time, and in motion, and in origin before we were ever made. So that means that he was before he said, let there be light. He's before all of that. He is before our sickness and our circumstances and our situation that we go through. That we go through every day. Let me tell you something. We don't want to go through it, but let me tell you something. This is the day that the Lord has made. You're going to go through the circumstances and the situation. But him that thirsts, let him go after Christ and drink. Glory to God. When you partake of this water, you will come to life. Glory to God. Jesus said, come and drink from him. Drink from this word. This is the bread of life. This is the table that we got to sit down like we sit down at our natural table. We got to sit down at the spiritual table. We got to seek that strength, glory to God, that we need. We got to sit down at this table and then before we sit down at our natural table. So when we sit down at our natural table, we can give thanks unto him for putting food on it. We can give thanks to him for lifting us up this morning and starting us on our way.
Yeah. Yeah.
We give thanks for him because we still have his breath.
Yeah.
That one that we should thirst after.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody praise
God.
Glory to God. You know, I was raised on a farm with my grandfather. About 3-4 years I was there before my dad sent for us again, but went up there with him, and things were so tough up here. They thought it was tough down there, but it was tough up here. With no jobs and things, so we had to go back. So anyway, my grandfather was a sharecropper. And so he worked the land, and he got part of it, and the man that owned it got part of it. But my grandfather also had a parcel of land, I guess it was about 10, maybe 15 or 20 acres. And it was his. He owned it. And on that land, it was a poor land, you know, it wouldn't produce like the shit produced, you know. He had to keep planting and keep planting. The more you plant, the more it becomes fertilizer. And next time you plant something else, it'll come up pretty good. But the most valuable thing about that piece of land was that it had a spring on it. A parcel of woods or a grove of woods, and in those woods was a spring. And that spring ran off a little hill down into the woods, and trees was upside of that hill, all upside of that hill. And the water ran and covered that whole part of that hill. It wasn't very high, about tall as this building here. And it ran down. And it ran out on a level part. And when it ran out on a level part, we could take the mules down there. We didn't have any horses there, no stubborn ones, no mules. We take them down there and they drink out of that spring. When we wanted to drink, all we had to do was take us a pipe and walk out and stick it in the ground, and that water would immediately come up through that pipe, springing up from that well. See, a well is always purifying itself. A well is always fresh. That was the coldest water I ever seen. Didn't need any ice. It was refreshing. Because you've been sweating out there in the fields, and when you go to that spring and take that water, it is refreshing. That's the way Jesus wanted to be in the midst of our circumstances. That's the way he wanted to be in our life. He wanted to be that well springing up. Come on, give God some praise. Springing up, bringing us more life than we can even imagine. Glory to God. When we call on his name, he's there. When we look for him, he's there. When we seek him, he's there. When we find him, he's still there. And Jesus been there all the time. I think what Jesus was telling me when I got that cup of coffee, he had to let us know that he's always there. The Bible says wherever we go, God is there. Wherever we walk, whatever we say, if we listen to him, we'll be in the right place at the right time, and we'll have the right origin in us, and we'll get out of a proportion of what God has already provided before he created the heavens and earth. Come on, give it. We're going to go through things. You were made to go through. Jesus was made to go through. He was ordained to go through for you and I. We couldn't pay the price that he paid. We can't even think about it now that we are saved by him of the price, because we was not worthy of the price. Yeah. Glory to God. We had our chance from our fathers, our forefathers, our ancestors, I should call them, that's Adam and Eve. But they decided to go another way. But then God already had in his immaculate plan, before they decided what they wanted to do, he had already decided for our salvation. Hallelujah. That's what I like about God. He's excited because he already had things already laid out before I obtained my name. He already had things laid out before I was even in my mother's womb or even thought about. He was God then. Glory to God. He had the things planned for us, and he had them all laid out. And he knew we were going to have to go through some things because he's going to send his son to go through for us. But when the son go through, then when we lift up him and we go unto him and take that drink, glory to God, it won't be so hard on us, because if we keep our mind stayed up on him, we shall have that perfect peace that we need while we're going through those storms. Amen. Your storm is not like my storms. My storm is for me, glory to God. Your storm is for you. But we have the same God that controls all of the storms in our lives. And if we look unto the author and the finisher, who he is, glory to God, of our faith and have faith in him, when we have faith in him, nothing is impossible with God. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. It's out of his devil. Talking about the whole person. Himself. the Messiah at that time, the giver. His life he's talking about.
Yes.
Not for the believer. He is and will be the source of all spiritual blessings. Let me say that again. He's the source of all spiritual blessings. And when we partake of him, that cool drink, that water, see, I was excited about that cup of coffee just like she was excited when the angel come to her. I was excited about that because it was refreshing. And immediately the Spirit spoke to me to let me know who he was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had my mind stayed up on the job, and I had my mind on some past circumstances and situations. I had my mind on this, and I had my mind on that. But God will give you a break every once in a while and give you that refreshing touch or that refreshing word. Glory to God. He said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. This word that proceeded out of his mouth, this written word, this spoken word. This word, when you apply it to your life, become alive. It becomes a rainbow word in your life, Lord. It becomes your strength. It becomes your escape. It becomes your way. It becomes a greater than you, glory to God. When you lift him up, you're lifting up him, and you'll make, God said, I'll make a way of escape for you.
Amen.
He said, as the scripture has said, Isaiah 12 and 3 said it this way. Talking to the children of Israel, said, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Talking about deliverance. That's salvation. God delivered us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. When the light came into that darkness, the darkness comprehended the darkness. But it don't stop there, because deliverance follows all the days of our life.
Amen.
God delivered us today. He delivered us when we woke up. We could have woke up in the grave, but we woke up delivered.
Yeah.
And glory to God, we can live that scripture where it says, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
Not only today, but every day.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Why? Every day God wakes you up, you ought to give him some praise. Glory to God. That should be the first thing on your agenda. But if it wasn't for him, you couldn't wake up, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I had a rough night's sleep. But why I have a rough night's sleep at any time? Because I got some defects in this old body that I got from my ancestors, glory to God. But then I got another, glory to God, greater than my ancestors. And he came to me this morning when I got up. I didn't feel that pain, glory to God. And because I gave him the praise for my feet getting on the floor, glory to God, hallelujah. When I felt that flow like I was singing a song, I didn't have no doubt, glory to God. I knew he was with me, and I knew he already had the pain, the way he made for you and the way he made for me, glory to God. I didn't have to ask any question how he's going to do it, because I had no sense of me asking how he's going to do it. If I ask him how he's going to do it, that means that I'm trying to direct him, and I'll end up doing that. But you can't tell God nothing that he don't already know about your life. Come on and give him some praise. Deliverance. It says out of his, referring not to the believer or the receiver, but the Lord as Lord over our life. The giver. The giver shall flow. The Holy Ghost shall flow from us. A time of refreshing. It's flowing the thought of the believer. The rivers means abundance, glory to God. We think we got a lot of problems. It's a lot to us because we are fleshly, glory to God, and play up on our feelings and our emotions and all of that stuff, our mind, and we feel this stuff all the day long, glory to God, and we go through it. And that's, you know why? Sometimes that's why we feel it all day long, because we don't take a break and give him the praise. Yeah. We don't take a break and go get a drink from him, glory to God. We don't take a break and tell God you love him, glory to God. How many of you done told God you love him this morning when you got up, glory to God? Hallelujah. His love is always available. And when you tell him you love him, guess what? God will open up the rivers, glory to God, and pour out an abundance from that river up on you that you shall not have room enough even to contain. Come on and give him some praise. That living water, streams, rivers. It's not natural, but it's spiritual, or it's supernatural. Glory to God. See, you can't think of those supernatural things. You can't think of the spiritual thing unless you take a drink. Glory to God. You can't think of the scripture, think on these things. That's what he's talking about right here. Things that are true. The word of God is true. Things that are pure. The scripture says, I think that Proverbs said, every word of God is pure, and it's a shield of them that put their trust in it. Glory to God. When you think on these things, things that are honest, glory to God. God came, and he didn't have a mumbling word about it. He came expecting, glory to God. He came to deliver us. He came to save us. He came to strengthen us. He came to help us to walk through. He came to help us to be healed by his power. He came, glory to God, in his name and nobody else's name, because his name is above every name. It's above whatever sickness you got. It's above what you're going through. It's above what you're about to go through that you don't even encounter yet. But God has already been there. He has not surveyed the pastors. He has looked at them and see that they're green. And if they're not green, he'll make them green, glory to God. If that's not a way, he'll make a way, glory to God. He is that door. He is that door that opens so that you can go through and be made whole. Come on, give us a break. Living water. That's the water he tried to give the woman at the well. He's going to give it to her too. I think that was the beginning of the pulling down of the wall of partition.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He was putting it out there because she went back and told everybody about this man. Yeah. Glory to God. When you tell people about Jesus, glory to God, those that hate you will love you. When you tell somebody about Jesus, glory to God, I don't care who they are, what they are doing, glory to God, they'll pay attention. When you tell somebody about the one who saved you and the one who died, not only for you because you know him, but he died for those that don't know him.
Right.
What a mighty God.
Yes. Right.
He's worth to be praised.
Yes.
He deserves all of the honor and the glory.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes. The coffee was all right, but God was better. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Your circumstances, your situation are heavy, but God is
better.
Yes. Glory to God. You may have a sickness or a disease, but he's still a healer.
Yes. Yes.
God, hallelujah. He has lost no power. He has lost no love toward you. He has lost no salvation. He has lost no deliverance pointed toward you. He is all in all, and he's all for the people that he created. He has that relationship with him. Come on and give God some praise. So that woman at well said, I paraphrase, she said, if you knew who you was talking to, about to give me a drink, she said, well, you don't have nothing to do with me. I'm a Shulamite or Samaritan, whatever she was. You know, make me think about that woman that when Jesus was sitting at the table and she asked him for some bread, and he said, my bread, our bread is not for you. It's not for dogs. And she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master table. Glory to God. When Jesus touched you, oh God, and when he comes into your presence, when you're on your knees crying out to God, glory to God. I advise you first to give him some praise and some glory.
Yeah.
Glory to God, because he already know what you have need of. He already know where you've been, where you're going. He already know all about your circumstance, your situation. Glory to God. So we need to get our mind off of him, off of our circumstance situation, and get our mind stayed on him. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that perfect peace. And there's nothing perfect dwelling in the flesh, glory to God. But when you lift up Jesus and take that drink, glory to God, you got perfection. And perfection means that it is done, it is a done deal, period. Glory to God. That's what I like about God. Hallelujah. When he said he's the healer, he is a healer. Glory to God. When he said he is God, he is God. Glory to God. When he said, I love you, he loved you, glory to God. It's true love, glory to God. That story kind that came down from heaven unto the lowest vegetable, glory to God. That kind of love, glory to God, that make the animals grow, that make the trees grow, that make the plants come up, that make the humans live and be satisfied in this earth that they messed up. Come on and give us a break. He said, if the living Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Yeah.
We got to live by Christ.
Right.
I know I was sitting there and I said, well, God, why do all of these people that don't know you, how come it seems like everything they do come out all right for me? You know what Jesus said? He said, that's because they are doing the will of their Father. Holy Ghost. The will of the old nature. And that's all they know to do. So they do that. And it seems to come out all right. He said, well, why don't you do the will of your Father? Hallelujah, which is in heaven. Also abiding in you. Do his will. When you do his will, glory to God, you can't go wrong. When you do his will, whatsoever you have need of, God is the source. I'm a witness to the healing part of God. God healed my back. My disc slipped. Pinched my nerves and my left leg went out. Everything over here. I was in the basement. My wife had to, y'all heard the testimony before she had to come and get me. And come down the steps. That was 10, 15, 20 years ago. She had to come down about 10 steps in the basement. But I called. And Jay said, when you hurt, you cry loud. I was hurting, and she come down and helped me up. I said, I don't know what's wrong, but let me go to the doctor. And I thought about it on the way to the doctor. And she didn't hear me, but I was praying unto the doctor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That when I got there, everything would be all right. When I got there, they hooked me up to this water. What you call that? Fleshy out or whatever you call it. You know, I ain't too fond of doctors. Especially them needles they gonna stick in. Yeah, you come with this long needle, gonna stick it up all over my arm and all that stuff, you know. But Jesus helped me through it. And before I received all of that water, I was all right. Life was back in my leg and my arm. I could get up and walk. I didn't have that pain. When I got ready to get up and walk, the first thing the old nature told me, you better be careful because that thing will go off again. So what did I do? I just simply told him to shut up. Because my God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask him to do. Glory to God. There's nothing you cannot ask God that he cannot do. Glory to God. The scripture said nothing is too hard for God. Glory to God. So quit making it hard for him and go on through your circumstances and your situation, because he done already made your way straight. He done already made your victory. He done already made your coming out. Glory to God, a testimony. He already prepared the way. So all you got to do is follow him and well of springing water that's always springing up in you, glory to God. This word is always springing up in you. If you don't have no word in you, then you don't have no living water.
That's right.
Nothing gonna spring up but your other father. I'm close. Okay. Y'all funny. Glory to God. In my mouth. I think it's in Isaiah 14. No, it's in the Song of Solomon. It's in the Song of Solomon. And it says this, that it is the foxes, the little foxes. I think it's 3:15, something like that, or 2:15. It said Song of Solomon. It said, it is the foxes, the little foxes, who spoil the vine of the kindred grapes. The little foxes, the circumstances, those situations, your problem that you're going through, they are the foxes. And they come to spoil the vine, glory to God, which is in you, Christ Jesus, your hope. John 15 chapter talks about that vine. First verse talks about that vine. He said, I am the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And then who abide in me and I abide in them, abide also in the vine. But the little foxes we pay too much attention to instead of paying attention to the one who created us. The one who knew all about us. The one who knew the foxes before they became foxes. Hallelujah. They come to spoil the vine. They come to turn you away from God. They come to discourage you. They come to play up on your feelings. Play up on your emotions so you can go in the corner and have a pity party and be hurt, glory to God. Let me tell you something. If you go in that corner long enough and be hurt, you'll be like a cat. If you hem a cat up in a corner too many times, he's coming out, glory to God. If your circumstance, your situation get you hemmed up too many times, you're going to cry out like I did in the basement. You're going to cry out for some help, glory to God. And your help comes from God. So when you cry out, use his name, glory to God. He said we can do it. When you cry, when you have a need, use his name, glory to God. You can't go to the bank and get it. You can't go to the supermarket and get it. But you can go to the book, glory to God, his table, and open it up, and you can get everything that you have need of. Come on and give it some praise. Everyone stand. Living water. That well springing up. Always refreshing. You can't live without it. You can't buy it. It's free. That's what I like about God. It's free. But you got to have faith in him. Freely you receive. You know that river of living water, that spring, when it spring up, freely you receive it, which is Christ, and freely you give. That's the flowing out. That's God in the midst of his people, the head in the midst of the body.
Yeah.
Glory to God, that spring, glory to God, that's always refreshing. If you have a need for prayer, please come on down and stand in the altar. We're going to touch and agree.